It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
It's in relationship to the size of this hole here, all right? However big that is, you've got to then think of, well, in that case, how many holes do I have? And I've got 10 holes. 10 holes. Do my 10 holes equal the sum total of the area of that, the volume of that there?
Welcome to Yoda Squirts Squirt 24. First off, I realize in the last squirt I promised some music and completely forgot to stick it in. So here it is. Katy Perry has been in the news a bit lately. She's really only known for two things, being a slut and being a singer. Notice I mentioned her being a slut first. Why is that? Because more than anything, she's known for slutting it up wherever she goes. Her so-called singing is a distant second. Similar to what I said about Sarah Silverman, Katy Perry's worth as an entertainer is actually zero. There are girls all over the internet just as pretty as her, if not prettier, showing everything they've got for free. And with computers in the studio these days, you can make it sound like anyone can sing. Like many stars that have come before her, when Katy Perry's fame starts to dim, she'll probably just make a porn and release it to the internet in a desperate attempt to continue getting the attention she so obviously needs. I went and saw Narnia today. It had an underlying message and good visual effects, but not much of an actual story. I think this is the last Narnia movie they're going to make, as I believe it's the last Narnia story the original kids are actually in. I'm not entirely certain about that, but I think that's the way it is. As for Tron, which I saw the day before yesterday, as I mentioned in the Twitter feed, it was fantastic. Even if you haven't seen the first Tron, you could still tell there was a lot going on under the surface, and the visual effects were superb. The first Tron is actually hard to get a hold of because, as Disney does so often, they only released it on DVD for a limited time. But if you can get your hands on it, I'd suggest watching it first than going to see the new one. Either way, the new one is definitely worth a watch. Which brings me to the subject of 3D movies. 3D movies are retarded. They add absolutely nothing to the movie experience and just cost more. Everything is coming out 3D these days, and I can't wait until that trend, that fad, stops. The studio should spend more time and money worrying about better writing and releasing movies that actually don't suck than trying to work 3D into everything. Now, speaking of crap,
brown honey from my butthole.
Just a side note, just so everyone knows, whenever you hear me farting and me pooping, those are actual sounds coming from my butt as I sit on the toilet and record it. Tommy Tibbins and the Black Hole. He sat at his console, feet propped up, watching a monkey masturbate a kangaroo on his computer monitor. He didn't know whether to laugh or be turned on. He shifted a bit in his chair. He supposed he could settle for both. A light on his console suddenly lit a bright red while an alarm sounded. He sat up straight and closed the video, then reached over and flicked a switch, quieting the alarm and turning off the light. With a click of his mouse, he brought a window up on the screen and just stared, reread the information. "You gotta look at this," he yelled across the room. "We got a hit." "A black hole here on Earth," replied a voice across the room. "Is it CERN?" "No, it's in, he hit a few keys on his keyboard. "Dukeville, Alaska." Tommy Tibbins walked down the road toward Squeegee Burger. As he got closer, he slowed in surprise. The burger-shaped building was jammed full of people, with people spilling out into the parking lot. He'd never seen it so busy. A few people were even yelling. He walked up to a woman milling about in the crowd. "What's going on here?" he asked. "Don't you know?" the woman said. "It's the Oprah! The Oprah is here!" she shrieked with delight. Tommy Tibbins pushed his way through the crowd and into Squeegee Burger. The people were packed so tightly he could barely see past them. He thought if he took a dump right now, no one would even notice. The group of people seemed even thicker on one side of the restaurant, so he made his way in that direction, using elbows and tickling when necessary. He arrived at Oprah's table just as she was standing up, pushing back her massive plate stacked high with Squeegee Burgers.
"Everyone, I am the Oprah," she said, waving her arms in the air.
The waddles of fat on the underside of her arms wobbled and shook. A commotion sounded at the door, and two men walked in and began pushing their way through the crowd. One was shorter with short red hair, the other taller with lanky brown hair. Both wore lab coats, and the taller of them held a boxy device in his hands.
"The gravitron scanner says it's in this direction," he said, and pointed through the crowd.
The two raced towards Oprah.
"What is this? I am the Oprah," said Oprah.
The taller man pointed the scanner at her butt.
"It's here," he said.
The scanner emitted a beep and warble.
"The first terrestrial black hole ever," said the other man.
"You know," said the first sniffing, "it really stinks." The other man sniffed.
"You're right, it does." "I am the Oprah. I do not stink."
Oprah's butt blasted a foul fart. The two men fainted, and the lettuce in the nearby pile of Squeegee Burgers wilted. Tommy Tibbins caught the faintest whiff of the anal exhalation and decided he'd rather eat at Taco Shell. As he left the restaurant, the people pressed nearest to Oprah began to faint too. While the doors swung shut behind him, Tommy Tibbins heard Oprah begin to call,
"I am the Oprah! I did not command you to faint!"
Yoda Squirt Squirt 24. To get in touch with the show, email yodasquirts@gmail.com. Visit the website at yodasquirts.blogspot.com, where you can subscribe to the show, download individual episodes or individual squirts, and click on the button that will take you to the show's Twitter feed. Thanks for getting sticky with us again. Use Dicky little squirt crew.
Blah.